Not everyone was satisfied with the results, however. The shortcoming of the Chehalian experiment was that it was not possible to get a truly accurate figure without knowing the actual density of the mountain. For convenience, Hutton had assumed that the mountain had the same density as ordinary stone, about 2.5 times that of water. But this was little more than an educated guess. One improbable-seeming person who turned his mind to the matter was a country parson named John Mitchell, who resided in the lonely Yorkshire village of Thornhill. Despite his remote and comparatively humble situation, Mitchell was one of the great scientific thinkers of the 18th century, and much esteemed for it. Among a great deal else, he perceived the wave-like nature of earthquakes, conducted much original research into magnetism and gravity, and quite extraordinarily envisioned the possibility of black holes, 200 years before anyone else, a leap of intuitive deduction that not even Newton could make. When the German-born musician William Herschel decided his real interest in life was astronomy, it was Mitchell to whom he turned for instruction in making telescopes, a kindness for which planetary science has been in his debt ever since.